Dun, 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 dun.
I kind of not liking, like, knowing when Adam's going to push the button.
Could you make a Transformers movie where, like, you don't reveal that they're Transformers till, like, the very end? Like, could you do, like, a racing movie where, like, it's all, like, voice work, where, like, it sounds like they're talking in, like, headpieces, and, like, at the very end, like, reveal it's Transformers?
I think you could do that. Do you think you could pull it out? Just have to do it in, like, the third act. Like, you couldn't do it at, like, they're Transformers and then credits roll. I think you could get to, like, the very end, third act, like, in the middle of the climax, and then you see one of them transform.
You couldn't do, like,
speaking of climax, could you do a triple X porn parody of Transformers without knowing it's a Transformers? Hello and welcome to The Ridge, a show by Damage Control Podcasting, a professionally unprofessional look at the conventions, ideas, and genres of filmmaking. I'm here with...
Cody Dietrich.
Daniel Newkirk.
I don't want to talk.
Tyler.
All right, tonight's topic is trailers, the evolution of the trailer. Good things, bad things, possibly illegal things.
Okay, so double wides.
Before we get
double wides are the best.
Double wides are best. Before we get into this, this is our first recording session in June. Just want to wish Adam a happy Pride Month.
So, no, I thought you were going to say happy birthday. I'm like, surely you know my birthday.
Don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Frankly. All
right.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm very proud. Okay, a little bit of, you know what, I got one trivia question. We just got done doing a trivia thing.
And again, right?
We got done doing half a trivia thing.
We lost an episode.
Two halves.
First time in like 4 years, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. We've got 100 some episodes in the archive.
Yeah.
You can find on SoundCloud or YouTube.
So this is...
Most of them.
Adam's uploaded.
This is the episode on movie trailers.
What?
Yeah, I saw you looking.
This is why I didn't want to sit on your side of the table. What? I knew you'd be defensive that I could barely
see,
look
I
over green.
See, I
would
won the last episode if we were on that side.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most...
It's all feng shui.
What is the most watched movie trailer of all time?
Titanic.
Nope.
Most watched movie trailer?
It's actually really, really new. It broke records.
I think it's Endgame.
Yeah.
Or no, it's not Endgame. It's No Way Home.
Yep. 355 million views within 24 hours.
Yeah, because everyone was looking for all the trailers and all the rubbed out stuff in the scenes. Like when they rubbed out the two Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and then they rubbed out all the villains.
We've been talking a lot about
Robin.
And
then they rubbed out Mary Jane.
Well, yeah, and then what was
did
it?
Did I watch the wrong movie?
I think you did.
Yeah, I watched the wrong movie.
Like, and just the Hello, Peter. You watched. Like, that just drove it home. That was, like, best.
I like the
No
part.
Way Homo.
I like the part in the No Way Home trailer where he's like, Chewie, we're home.
Did you see the one in the trailer where that Dallas Cowboys quarterback was lost in the multiverse? No Way Romo Homo.
Oh my god. Okay, do you guys want a little bit of a short history lesson on the trailer?
Sure.
Okay. Trailers were invented in 1913 by an advertising manager to promote a play. To do this, he spliced together rehearsal footage, and he put it
at the end of the movie. That's why it's called a trailer.
Because it trailed after the film, yep.
Yeah, I actually knew that.
Okay.
Yep. There was a company started. The National Screen Service was created and held the monopoly for creating trailers until auteur filmmakers like Kubrick and Hitchcock, Polanski, they felt like they could do a better job. But before that, there still are trailer houses. That we'll talk. I'm sure we'll talk.
Well, yeah, a lot of people live in them.
I'm sure we'll notoriously talk about the Suicide Squad. What happened there? Amongst other things, the Jaws movie changed the game with trailers. That movie was like considered the first blockbuster. That at that point they started ad nauseum, like oversaturating the TV screens, primetime television with the Jaws movie trailer. Before, I mean, we're used to that. We're not because no one watches live TV anymore. But we're used to seeing trailers everywhere. Before Jaws, that wasn't really done. So that's kind of
two places for trailers. It was right before the movies, at the movie theaters, right before the movie on your VHS tapes, and then all the time throughout modern TV.
Yep. Yeah. Now it's YouTube.
That's true. I see a hell of a lot fewer trailers now than I used to, I think. I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. You know, with like Cody was talking about, like, before every VHS, there was three or four trailers, and then like during that era, and then like on the television all the time. Like, okay, like, I guess I'm binging YouTube. I see a bunch of them, but
when's the last time you watched like a DVD though?
Literally last week.
And a trailer didn't come up beforehand? It went right to the menu?
Yes, I believe so.
Trailers did or did not?
There were no trailers.
Oh, wow. What movie was it?
I watched
Does Dallas. Yeah, I don't have trailers in front of it.
Hmm. I watched the OVA for Record of the Lotus Force.
What?
I watched the OVA.
OVA?
Yes, of Record of the Lotus Force.
You have to be more specific. What's OVA?
OVA, I don't know what it stands for. Okay. Cody, you might?
OVA, it's...
Order of the Vaginal Anus.
Original Video Animation, I believe it means...
So close.
It's sort of a holdover from the Japanese market. Like, if you have an anime, most of the time it's based off of a manga or another work. OVA is an original production just for video that then other stuff like mangas... light novels and stuff are based off it in return. So instead of the natural flow of it being a manga first and then made into an anime, it's the opposite.
It's original IP. Instead of a superhero movie being based on a comic book, it's a push.
I believe.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Because there's two Record of the Lotus Wars. There's Record of the Lotus Wars Chronicles of the Heroic Knight, which is based off the manga. And then there's the OVA. And the OVA, in my opinion, is 100 times better. So I watched that last week because my internet went out and I had nothing to watch. So I decided to rewatch it and really, really enjoyed it again.
You could have been watching Doctor Who stuff to prepare for the episode.
You're not allowed to do research.
Cheating. Two, I don't have any Doctor Who DVDs.
Cheating. You could have watched them on YouTube. Oh, your internet went out.
My internet went out.
Okay. So what would y'all say? I looked it up, but I didn't really like the definition of it. It was too scientific. What would y'all say is the purpose of a trailer? As someone who, people who aren't in the business, what do you guys say the purpose is?
Build hype?
Plain and simple, just to let you know that there is a movie coming out.
Yep.
Because unless somebody tells you nowadays, you don't go out of your way to go to the movie theater to see what's going to be coming.
Oh, I go to the movie theater to see what's coming all the time.
What about YouTube, man?
IMDb.
Before YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Like, and even YouTube stuff, like, I didn't know about certain trailers until after the fact. Like, a lot of these DC trailers...
It trailed after the fact. That's why they're called trailers.
Okay.
Oh. I hate when people, you think that... You go to YouTube and you think that you found a trailer, and it's some bullshit fan-made trailer.
Yeah, those are the worst.
And you watch, like, half of it, and you're like, that's clips from a completely different movie.
Uh-huh. Some of those, like, the bad ones, you're just like, what the fuck? The really good ones, I really enjoy. Like, they had me sold on a Thundercats live action one, and it had, like, scenes from Troy and stuff in it, where they basically repainted all the actors, and
I think I've seen that one.
Fantastic. It looks so good.
Okay. So, we all know the purpose. What makes a trailer, in your all's opinion, what makes a trailer good? What makes a trailer bad? What are bad characteristics, good characteristics?
Bad is
tropes that you
want
to see.
The amount of trailers that are being released now.
Okay.
There's the teaser trailer, then there's trailer one, trailer two. You've given away half the entire movie.
Isn't there now a teaser for the teaser? Like, I think the teaser for the teaser of Oppenheimer was just like, I think it's supposed to be the visualization of the atom splitting, and then it just said Oppenheimer teaser coming soon.
Yeah.
So there's like a teaser before the teaser.
Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. Like, you don't need to go down that giant chain of...
But back to Tyler's point.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't left Tyler's point.
No, you sort of did. You interrupted him.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, back to Tyler's point.
No, what did you say?
That I agree.
No.
Back to Tyler's point. Go ahead, Cody.
Doctor.
What were you going to say?
Like I can agree completely. Like, it seems like, depending on how many trailers you see of the movies, there's so many variations. Like you said, you spoil almost 30 minutes of the movie just in trailers, unless they drastically alter those trailers nowadays.
Which you can't do anymore.
You can't?
So, the movie came out a couple years ago called Yesterday, where a guy is in an accident and he wakes up and the Beatles never existed. He's the only one that remembers anything the Beatles have ever done. So he performs all the Beatles songs. In the trailer, there was a scene with Ana de Armas in it, and it was like a cameo. I mean, it was, they were on a late night talk show. They cut that scene, but it was in the trailer. Two guys sued, I think it was Warner Brothers, because they apparently only went to go see that movie to see Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
And they said that it was false advertising. And so, and the judge ruled in favor of the two guys that you cannot do that anymore. I guessed for movies or only recently, so like Marvel movies where like they showed Thanos' gauntlet and like they removed two of the stones in Infinity War. I don't think you can do that anymore.
They also removed in Wakanda all the heroes running. They removed the Hulk.
Yeah.
Similar thing. A lady wanted to see Drive, the Ryan the Goose movie.
Yeah.
She thought it. She's a fan of the Fast and Furious, so she went to see it. If anyone's seen Drive, it is not a Fast and Furious movie. She was pissed because the trailer made it look like a Fast and Furious movie, and she ended up suing. I don't know what the verdict was out of that one, but...
Yeah, I seem to remember Sony getting in trouble for Morbius recently, too, for a similar reason. That there was some big scene that was in the Morbius trailer.
Oh, it was because they just made the movie Morbius.
Morbius was not that bad.
Okay,
it was not good.
To be fair, I haven't seen it.
Certainly not Batman v Superman.
I think it's on Netflix right now.
I haven't felt the urge to go watch it.
It's not bad.
I mean, well, even before all the I was like, okay.
Well, how do you go ahead, Dan?
Back to Cody's point.
Yeah, back to Cody's point.
Adam, what were you gonna say?
So no, the person doesn't know the name. The person learned the name, but doesn't actually know the name. Anyways,
there's just too many. Like you're giving away the entire movie. Like I think it was Men in Black 2, where Will Smith's character, he's got like a decoy driver, and he's like, yeah, it was a black dude, but he kept being pulled over. It was something where like they put that in every single trailer, so that by the time that the movie came out, everyone knew that entire scene was going to happen, and like it ruined the joke.
Yeah, that joke would have been so much better if you hadn't been prepared for it.
Well, I do know sometimes studio, well, at least I think, I don't know. I think sometimes they put stuff in like I was kind of shocked in the No Way Home they didn't put, I mean, everyone knew that all the Spider-Men were going to be in it, or at least we were fairly confident, but they just Garfield like refused and refused. But sometimes you'll watch it. This happens mainly to superhero movies. You'd be watching something, you'd be like, you know, it would have been better if I just watched the movie and he showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Anyway, so studios sometimes, I believe, don't have faith in their movie, so they let that in the trailer to kind of like insurance for audiences to go to the movie.
Now, I agree with that. I think, like, you have to have faith in your movie to make a good trailer. Because all you have to do is look at the Terminator movies, which I have said multiple times on the podcast, for having the world's worst trailers. They have this big earth-shattering reveal that they've done in the last two movies' trailers that would have been better if you just had nothing to know about it.
Genesis?
Yeah, Genesis.
Well, not even...
Dark Fate.
I mean, go back even farther. T2, it was revealed in the trailer that Arnold was the good guy.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer for Terminator.
Yeah, have you seen T2?
Yeah.
When Connor is stuck between the cop, T-1000 and the T-800, and it's like, well, which one's which? You know, but you already know which one's which because you've seen the trailer. Like, that, I think, would have...
Yeah, I mean... Almost anymore, like, I'd rather just see, like, a teaser and then that be it. Like, I don't want to know the entire plot to everything.
I think it depends on the movie. I think there are some movies you could do that with. Like, No Way Home. Like, for No Way Home, we knew or felt like the Spider-Man were going to be in there, but they didn't show us that. And when Andrew Garfield took his mask off and you got to see it was Andrew Garfield, the theater I was in erupted. Like, there was cheers. There
was everyone claps. Okay?
Yeah, everyone was fine. Okay. I walked away from it okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought my fireproof stuff. Like, there was such a huge pop for Andrew Garfield in this movie theater. It was such a fun experience. You would not have had that if you had shown Garfield and Maguire in that opening thing. But at the same point, going back to Oppenheimer, I had zero interest in seeing Oppenheimer. Like, I knew it was coming out, and it was a biopic. I saw the first trailer for Oppenheimer, and, like, them talking about the possibly igniting the atmosphere, and that talk between Oppenheimer and the one general are like, well, it's a near zero, we blow up the Earth. And he's like, near zero? Like, that, how dramatic and how well built that trailer was made me go, okay, I want to go see Oppenheimer now.
But in the same sense, because, not necessarily because you saw the, because you see Oppenheimer in the trailer, you feel like you have interest to see it now because of it. In the same instance, you need a trailer of that magnitude to get somebody to go see a historical movie like that? Because obviously they didn't ignite the atmosphere. We're here.
Right. And
but you are way overestimating the knowledge of young kids. They probably don't even fucking know what this movie's about.
Well, I mean, probably not.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
But, like, yeah, the same sense, like, are we making this for young kids, though? I don't think made for teenagers.
I meant early, let's be anyone. Honest.
What are you saying? We're early all stupid? 20.
Wait, how old are you?
30-something.
No, I said early 20s.
Early 20s, oh.
That's right, early 20s, listeners. Adam just called you stupid.
I'm 40. Get off my lawn.
Podcast hipster yells at cloud.
When I had the podcast, I had to hold my mic when I was walking up a hill. And then when I had to go home, it was back up a hill, still holding the mic for some reason.
You remember when we had the little dinky lapel mic that we were all crowded around trying to shout things at?
That was fun.
That was fun.
Hooked up to my iPhone.
Nice.
But at the same instance, like,
when I podcast, okay, sorry.
I respect your elders. I will inject this lead from this mechanical pencil respect into your elders. Arm.
Okay, sorry.
I guess when I think of the Dark Knight teaser, where it's just the shot. I think it's like a shot up of like the city. And then slowly, like, the buildings start to crumble and, like, the white bat symbol shows. And it's just voiceover lines. Like, it's Alfred's, some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
And then there's a Heath Ledger Joker line.
I'm a man of my word.
Yeah. And then Tim laughs, and then it cuts out. To me, I didn't need to know anything else about that movie. Yeah. I think if a teaser is done right, you know, you don't need 5 different trailers to get at least me interested in the movie. Like, I don't... Like, No Way Home, yes. Them taking out all the different Spider-Men, even though I knew when I watched it that they were going to show up, I was still excited. But anymore, like I said, they give away, like, almost the entire plot in anything.
What trailer literally showed the last shot of the movie? There's a movie that just came out, like, either last year or the year before, where the very last shot of the movie is in the trailer.
Oh, shit. I can't think of it.
It was a superhero movie, wasn't it? Or was it, like, a Fast and the Furious movie?
Oh, fuck, I don't...
I think Amazing Spider-Man 1 did that, because they showed
the
rhino fight in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there was that one. Yeah.
I think that was 2.
Was it 2?
Yeah.
The one that showed the rhino fight.
He gets the manhole cover,
yeah, and he
swings it around.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But to that extent, like, No Way Home, I feel like you could have... That was a really, really good trailer. I feel like you could have left Dr. Octopus out of that trailer and still had a very successful movie, because I would have popped when I heard Dr. Octopus.
I think it's the exact opposite, though.
Really, you think you needed that spoiled in order to
you think
enjoy
it's the exact
to get the
octopus?
Excited for the movie?
No, like, I think to that. Explain the plot in such a way to get you gripped, like, obviously don't show the dude, but I think you need that amount of hype.
Hmm.
Like, I think it's all right to do that amount of hype, but not to, like, okay, everybody's in this movie, because they didn't do show everybody, but they did show a fan favorite and people loved. And they didn't even show it, they just did the voice line and possibly seeing the claws.
Well, the first trailer, you heard the voice line. The second trailer, you actually got to see him.
Right.
So I think, like, if you cut seeing him and you just had the single "Hello, Peter" line in the darkness,
yes,
that would have been fine. But the second trailer where they actually show him present, I think the second trailer also showed Jamie Foxx as Electro. It showed another character. And I think you could have cut all of that.
Or was it the Goblin?
I think it was Sandman.
I think it was Sandman. Maybe it was Sandman, or maybe it was Goblin.
Sandman wasn't seen until that wide shot of, like, the construction site.
Right.
Where
we were over here.
But if you take that trailer, which, all said and told, was a pretty good trailer. Not perfect, but pretty good.
Well, the world's most viewed trailer.
Yeah, and you compare it to the Flash trailer, the new one for this movie, where they show, we have Flash, we have two Flashes, they show Michael Keaton as Batman, and they show a lot of scenes of Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Like, all of that would have been so much better to...
They even show Affleck as Batman.
They could have just left... Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
They could have left it at the scene where he's in the Batcave... And you just see the Keaton Batmobile.
No. Okay.
Oh, I should leave that out too.
No, this would have been cool. No Batman at all, because let's be honest, the new Batman movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
But let's say it's keep it a Flash movie, okay? So the Flash movie looks like a Batman movie.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So he pulls the tarp off, and you see the old 89 Batman. You don't see Keaton. You hear him in the background go, "You want to get nuts?"
He says it.
I know, but we don't see him. Like, that would have been cool.
I'd like the silhouette from behind with the ridiculous bat ears of the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
See, what I think of... did anyone see Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Yes. That was
great. So I think of that teaser where
what are you talking about? Thumbs down. The movie was fantastic.
It's just...
Are you thinking about the other one?
It's a slow push on the barn. Mm-hmm. And you hear, like, the eerie kind of Ghostbusters sound from the first movie where they're in the library, and the door is banging, and then the tarp kind of lifts up, and you see the ass end of Ecto-1.
Yeah.
To me, that's all I needed to see.
That's all I needed to see.
Yeah. I didn't need to see another.
I was perfectly happy.
You hear the proton packs charging up, like, very faintly in the background. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was such a great trailer. That was amongst the best.
Like, it takes me back in the day of the first Transformers trailer. The Transformers Michael Bay, right before they ruined everything.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Like, they didn't show hardly anything, just like, oh, something's on the moon. And you don't even see who the hell it is, giant robot-wise. You just see a foot come down, destroy the rover. Next thing you see Transformers logo, and you're like...
Wasn't it the Gen 1 shadow of Megatron?
I don't remember. I have to look.
Well, like, back to Ghostbusters Afterlife. I mean, they do it for other movies, but what I'm thinking of, they literally release clips of the movie where it's like, before the movie's even out in theaters, like, it was the scene where Paul Rudd's character's in Walmart, and it's like the little mini Stay Puffs are, like, roasting themselves. And
I think that goes back to the studio. Studios, man, they've been getting hit hard with COVID and streaming. They need to get their money back.
Like, I think of the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
He is the king of awesome trailers.
Where it's them working on the Enterprise, and it's the voiceover. I think there's two. I think there's one
with, like, JFK or
it's
something.
It's JFK's Final Frontier speech, where it's, like, mastery of space.
And you have no fucking clue what it is. You just see welding sparks.
And then, like, it pans out, and then it's the Enterprise call sign written on the outside.
Those trailers give me chills thinking about them, much less watching them. Those are so well shot.
Do you remember what he did for Cloverfield? It was like a countdown. Like, there was nothing. You had, like, a monster's roar or whatever. But do you remember those?
Yeah. I do seem to remember that, yeah.
That was pretty fucking unique. And it was like, wasn't it like a... It was like a fetch quest through the internet or something. There was, like, hidden shit throughout the trailer. But there was nothing. It was just, like, a countdown, I think. And, like a monster's roar or something. Like, people are like, what the fuck is this Cloverfield shit? Mm-hmm. I think Abrams is the king of interesting trailers.
That's fair. Abrams does do some good ones.
See, like, the Force Awakens, like, it was sporadic clips of the movie with...
Chewie.
With...
We're home.
With Luke Skywalker's dialogue.
You're Chewie.
From Return of the Jedi. Oh. Where he's like, my father's a Jedi, my sister has it. And, like, it didn't give the entire plot of the movie away. I basically said, this is a Star Wars movie.
You're going to laugh at this, Tyler, because you were around me when I watched this 1,000 times. But the trailer for Logan was amazing.
Oh, my God.
That made me cry.
He was obsessed with this.
That made me cry.
He'd walk around doing this horrible Patrick Stewart impression.
Logan!
Yeah. I mean, the movie was good, but... The fact that they cited Old Man Logan as an inspiration for
yeah,
the movie,
he really
like,
fucked
get
that
the
up.
Fuck out
okay.
of here.
He really fucked that up.
Hey, not a direct comparison by any means, no, but it was an older Logan.
That is the only thing that yep. could have been inspired by that, was there was an old man whose name is Logan.
But that's like me saying... Hey, I'm making a Transformers movie. And then you watch my movie, and it's a movie about, like, the electronic Transformers that you put in, like, you know, motors and shit.
Somebody right? do that.
I mean, that's basically what Logan did. I mean, that's basically what Hugh Jackman did. He said, Old Man Logan, everyone's thinking, like, the fucking crazy Mark Millar comic book.
Well, it just seems weird to me. Like, the X-Men movies to that point did not shy away from technology or crazy plots of it. And it seemed like the plot for Old Man Logan, you know, at the end of the day, was pretty down to earth.
You know something else that the X-Men movies didn't shy away from? A lack of continuity, because none of them fucking had it, so...
True.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. They tried explaining that with the Days of Future Past or whatever.
But then the next movie, they fucked it up instantly.
100% they did. Yeah, so I'm excited for Marvel to get their hands on it and just fix all of that mess.
I mean, they're touched them.
We had this discussion before. They are. It's just going to be a couple years.
I think it's going to be more than a couple.
Well,
2 years is when Secret Wars comes out.
Jackman is in Deadpool 3.
I will make
3.
This bet now. Yeah. We will see alternate universes Secret Wars, but we will not see a main continuity mutant.
Plus, technically, we've already had Patrick Stewart in...
He is separate continuity.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that would be, like, okay, so, all right, so live on air here. I'm going to take this bet, but we're going to qualify the bet. Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
Quicksilver,
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Someone was supposed to wear a dress.
Yeah,
that never came to fruition.
I'm still waiting for Adam to bring me a dress to wear. Because
did you? I don't remember that bet. What was the bet?
I don't remember what it was, but I remember that was the stakes. Was I had to wear a dress for one of the podcasts we were gonna post on Instagram.
You tried to get it from Westview, I thought.
Yeah, the dress that
I brought
was
Dead Lady's dress.
Was a used Dead Lady's dress.
It's
that
been
was
washed.
A medium or a large? Maybe it was a small fucking dress.
Take
like,
the compliment.
It made your hips look good. You don't worry about it.
Take the compliment.
And I still would do that regardless. Okay, so. I am taking this bet with Cody.
It has to be a main continuity.
Okay, so not a cameo.
Not a cameo.
They have to have a major part in a major movie.
And they stick around afterwards.
$10 is
that's
jubilee.
Hard to gauge on what counts as sticking around.
I'm not saying they have to you have their own movie or their own franchise afterwards. They can't just say, oh, I showed up for this movie. I'm not, like, case in point, Reed Richards from Doctor Strange.
Right, right. We're not doing the Doctor Strange stuff.
If that level of cameo, no. Yes, he was Mr. Fantastic. Yes, they were in that movie. He's
God,
gone.
He looked hot
okay,
in that
so
movie.
here's my bet, is that Secret Wars is where we're going to see Marvel take the hand of X-Men and use them. And that after Secret Wars... we will have a in continuity or a relaunch of the X-Men universe that Marvel is doing. So I'm saying Secret Wars, we will see an X-Men. after Secret Wars,
we
will have an official X-Men movie of some kind done by Marvel, whether it be in continuity or its own X-Men continuity.
Are you saying that X-Man is going to be in Secret Wars, or an X-Men?
An X-Man or woman will be there, not X-Man.
Oh, okay.
There's no way we're getting Cable.
Technically, X-Man has already appeared in a Marvel movie. He was in Deadpool.
That's too. True. He was in Deadpool, too.
And Hugh Jackman's in Deadpool 3 as Wolverine.
Yeah, that's a Fox movie, though. So, yeah, I'm not counting Wolverine and Deadpool 2 or Deadpool 3. We're not counting that.
We're
not counting Professor X and Doctor Strange.
Unless this is how they bring him into the total MCU line, you could win. I'm just saying, I think they're going to keep him separate from now.
Well, what happens?
Deadpool is not family friendly.
What's the loser?
Right. Yeah, what's the wager?
So that was my wager. That is when I think we're going to see X-Men. You say they're not going to touch him, even after Secret Wars, we're not going to touch him.
Right.
Okay. So if there's a major character in Secret Wars and we get an X-Men movie after Secret Wars, I win. Or, technically, I guess, if we get an X-Men movie before Secret Wars, I don't think it's going to happen. But if we do, I win. If we don't, you win.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, what do you win?
What are we wagering?
Okay.
I don't know.
If Cody wins, you punch him in the balls.
No. We're not doing physical violence.
No. If you win, he's going to punch you in the balls. Because that's what you like. Now, if you win, he gives you $5.
Okay, I don't want to do a monetary value. I want a humiliation.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. If Cody wins...
You punch me in the balls.
I am going to watch the first 2 seasons of One Piece.
Yo!
No, better. While wearing a One Piece.
Okay.
If I win... Cody has to watch one evening of scary movies that I pick.
Oh, fuck.
While wearing One Piece.
That I pick, and I will be there with him, but I'm going to pick all of the scary movies, and he's going to watch all of them with me.
While wearing
One Piece. Oh, fuck. I hate scary movies, but I might just sit there and watch Cody.
And I will watch the first 2 seasons of One Piece.
Wearing a One Piece.
How many episodes is that?
It depends. The first few seasons are a little cut and dry. So I do know it takes up to the first 5 seasons, I think, are about 200 to 300 episodes.
Okay, I think 2 is fine.
I didn't say 5, I said 3.
How many episodes is 3 seasons? Those 3 seasons of One Piece.
It doesn't necessarily work in seasons, it works in arcs.
Thank God we're talking about trailers.
We're making a bet about trailers.
Okay, I will say this in rebuttal. Because, honestly, in my opinion, if I'm doing this, I'm trying to get you hooked to One Piece.
Sure.
So I need to get you to at least pass a certain arc to get you hooked.
Yeah, because the first one's free, bitch.
I will say we have to get to the end of the Arlong Park arc.
How many episodes?
Arlong Park arc.
Yeah, it's...
I thought only Noah had an arc.
Park. Arlong Park.
Oh, I thought you said arc, too.
Yeah, you said arc. Noah's arc.
You guys talk while I look this up.
Okay, so here's my thing, is that if you're going to ask me to watch 200 to 300 episodes...
It's not 200 to 300, I know that much.
I'm going to ask for more than one evening where I pick 3 or 4 scary movies.
But he has to wear a one-piece bathing suit while doing it.
I'll do that, that's fine.
Okay.
You find me a one-piece bathing suit that a dead person did not wear that will fit me.
Oh my God, now we're getting into something.
I know, right? I'm so picky.
Yeah, you're asking way too much.
Yeah, I am not trying to be haunted.
Oh, come on. It'd work for watching the scary movies.
Yeah, but then I'm haunted.
Yeah.
And my house ghost is annoying enough as it is by stealing my taco seasoning.
Well, he won't be doing that if he has a companion.
Oh, you think I need to get extra haunted so that house ghost has a companion?
Speaking of, who do you think got sucked off at the end of
season 2? I don't
who
know.
Who got what?
Sucked off.
Watch this show called Ghosts.
I watched the movie Ghost.
No, it's a TV show.
You got Peacock or Paramount Plus?
Yeah, I got Paramount Plus.
Watch Ghosts.
Is it anything connected to the Ghost movie with Patrick Swayze?
No.
Oh.
It's a comedy.
It's based on a British show, which is apparently ending.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So I will say something about, Cody's figuring this out. We're talking about going back to good trailers. A good trailer should stick with you. right?
Right.
So if you watch a trailer and then you go, oh, what was that movie name? You got a bad trailer, right?
Right.
So, like, just some of the trailers that we've thrown out here that we could remember and visualize, they should make you want to see a movie years removed from that trailer, in my opinion. It would be a good trailer. Yeah. So, like, if you could imagine having seen the trailer for Ghostbusters and then have not seen Ghostbusters, us talking about that trailer now should make you want to see that movie. Right? So, this is one that I think is kind of a sleeper, and it's a movie that I saw the trailer in the early 90s, and I had never seen the movie until last week.
Okay.
Or maybe it was earlier this week. I think it was actually earlier this week I saw it. And I remember I was scrolling through Stars, and I saw this movie, and I'm like, I saw a trailer for that. I remember really wanting to see it and never having seen it. I'm going to watch it right the fuck now. And that was Demon Knight.
Oh, yeah.
From
yeah.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember anything really about the trailer other than it looked scary as fuck. It looked like it had cool action sequences, and I'm like,
yes. And it's got Billy Zane.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I want to see this movie. And the movie didn't quite live up to the hype of 30-some years of me wanting to see this movie, but not bad.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
The first season is 60 episodes.
Okay.
So, and that is about where my cutoff point is. It is 62 episodes.
Okay.
So by these markups and money and calculation I've done, that each episode being about 20, 25 minutes, it's going to take us at least 20 to 24 hours to watch those.
Okay.
That'll be my bet.
Okay.
Now remember, so, you have to wear a one-piece bathing suit.
No.
Okay, so 60. I will watch the first 62 episodes of One Piece.
Wouldn't a regular swimsuit be a man's one piece?
Yeah,
I'm going to pick four scary movies for us to watch over the course of a single evening if I win.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to watch them back to back. There's going to be no breaks.
Well, we got to stop to eat.
Yeah, well, we will stop to eat. We'll stop to get snacks and piss and get drinks and stuff. But it's not going to be one of those things where we're going to watch one movie and we're going to wait a week. No, we're going to run them.
You're going to watch one movie and then you're going to turn the light on. And
deal?
Deal.
A gentleman's agreement. Anyway, so what? You know what I always I think I've said this like several times on this podcast, but you know what I thought would have made a really awesome and unique trailer? In Man of Steel.
In a world.
No, in Man of Steel, when Zod does that broadcast over the TV and it's all staticky and his face is like popping out of the TV static.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. Just that as the movie trailer.
That was a pretty good trailer. When that first one, because I think it was just that, wasn't it?
No, it was the young kid, You Will Again Believe a Man Can Fly type.
Yeah, and him jumping. Like, that one was good. I liked that trailer.
See, I agree with that, but the one thing I do like, and I guess, I don't know what the, it's like a minute and a half each one. It's the literally a shot for shot. The trailers are both the same for Man of Steel, but one is Jor-El talking about what he wants Superman to be, and the other one is Jonathan Kent talking about what he wants Superman to be.
Right.
And they're both exactly the same shots, same music. The only difference is the two different perspectives, and I think each one just makes it something completely different, because when it starts, you can't tell which one it is until, like, 30 seconds into it.
Right.
But it's stuff like that is interesting. But yeah, I agree with you that if it would have been just Zod coming on there saying this is General Zod,
and then at the end of his speech, Man of Steel coming, yeah, blah blah blah, I think that would be ballsy. Because I mean, do you really need to sell Superman?
I don't think so. I think any more, the things that you don't need to sell are the established IPs. You know, we're all going to see Flash when that comes out. We don't need to see everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't need to see the dragon in Shazam to be sold to go see Shazam 2.
There was a dragon in there?
In the trailer there was. I haven't seen Shazam 2 yet.
Is that a character from the comics?
I don't know who the character is.
I think they're all...
Is it Fing Fang Foom?
That's a Marvel character. Okay. So I think the trick is when you're making IP, like trailers for these unestablished movies, something like 65, Like, 65 was a decent movie. I watched it recently. But the trailer for it didn't really give a whole lot away. And frankly, having seen the movie, it was exactly what the movie was. It was spaceman lands on Earth, there are dinosaurs, and hilarity ensues, right? So, and that's exactly what happened. I feel like you could have done that trailer and then enhanced the movie just a touch more. Throw a couple more $1,000s at that movie a little bit. And you could have had something really unique and rich there.
Well, they couldn't have thrown, because it was A24. That's their thing, low budget.
Okay.
That's kind of like a, what's the other famous low budget one?
Lionsgate?
Blumhouse.
Oh, okay.
Blumhouse.
I think Lionsgate's pretty low budget, yeah. Too. But yeah, Blumhouse is pretty low budget.
But go ahead.
Thinking that, like, so you could take, like, the trick on the trailer is to make a non-established IP. You get excited, right? So, going back kind of like Demon Knight, even that one's kind of established because it's a Tales from the Crypt movie, right? So you're going to grab all the Tales from the Crypt guys. You know, Flash is going to grab all the DC fanboys. You know, Ghostbusters is going to grab all the people who are into Ghostbusters. And those trailers, you can do artistic and esoteric type of trailers like we're talking about. You can't do that with something you haven't established as an IP yet.
Okay, all right. This isn't really, to be fair to you, this will not be a fair question because there's no way you can answer this honestly.
Okay.
Unless you had a time machine or you manipulated space-time. Easy. But before the movie, Jurassic Park was an unknown IP, right? My bad. I forgot you had that. Before the movie, because I believe Spielberg bought the rights before the book even came out. Like, Crichton was still writing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would the shot of just the cup of water and the maybe a roar, you know, you have words that come up, Sam Neill, blah, 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 Jurassic Park. But would that, and it's an unfair question, I understand.
Yes.
But do you think that, would you know that that's a dinosaur?
That would not have excited me. I would not have been thrilled to see that. You know,
oh, I would.
When I go back to some of those classic new IPs that we all know and love, when they first came out, let's say Independence Day.
Well, the Earth.
The thing that I remember from Independence Day is seeing the White House explode. And I remember seeing that in the trailer and going, oh, fuck. Like, that makes me want to see that movie. If you just had random disc-shaped starship and then they're coming this Independence Day, I don't know how to fucking see that.
Well, what if, what if you had an establishing shot on the White House and it's a nice green day and you have a nice green day, it's a nice sunny day. Dookie. Yes, thank you.
took you a little bit.
Yeah, good riddance.
And then, lame. That wasn't the name of the album, was it?
What, Dookie?
No, Good Riddance.
That was the name of the song.
Yeah, what's the name of the album? What's the name of that album?
Nimrod?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you have an establishing shot of the White House.
Jesus, this is taking so long. And it's wake me when September is.
And it's a nice, that's not the name of the album either. And it's
can
a nice.
You shoot me with 21 guns.
Oh, Adam's such an American idiot.
That's
my joke.
I took the wrong turn here. I wound up on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
That was a stretch. Anyway, establishing shot of the White House. Uh-huh. It's a nice sunny day, and you just have background speeches of, like, JFK, you know,
what's another president?
The one that did the Pearl Harbor speech.
Oh, like, IDR?
Like IDR.
FDR or Eisenhower?
FDR.
I believe it's FDR.
IPB. Anyway, you know, you just have clips of that audio, and the camera slowly pushing in. All of a sudden, a giant shadow comes over the White House, and it's just, it's still just speeches, and then the shadow gets bigger and bigger. Then you hear that crazy alarm, and then the White House blows up Independence Day.
Yeah.
That probably would have been fine. But it still requires a certain amount of spoiling. It requires you to know that the White House is getting destroyed in the movie.
Right, but can, like, what is the minimalist amount you could spoil? Okay, can you sell a movie on just the actor? Like, who well, is
in... they do that all the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they do that all the time, especially with Tom Cruise.
No, 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 just the actor. No trailer, nothing. Just the... And I'm not talking, like... I'm not talking... Like, you can
so you're wanting Tom Cruise to come out, like, go see my movie.
Okay, let's say Tom Cruise is big, right? Okay, so
he's advertising.
Let's just say he's sitting at a table. Let's just say he's sitting at a table.
So back, the shortest man at the table.
Back, hey. Back to the camera. No, so back to the camera. He's sitting at a table. It's at an average lighting, so it's not very theatrical. You can't get a mood feeling for the lighting or whatever. He's just back sitting at a table. You know, I don't know, maybe a gun on the table. It could be a comedy, it could be an action, you know, whatever. And it's just the camera's pushing in, and then Tom Cruise at the end kind of like half turns, and then the title of the movie. Could you sell just on Cruise alone and that imagery? Could you sell a movie on
as
that?
As long as the title of the movie was Mission Impossible.
No, I'm saying it's not a previous IP. It's a movie.
Well, you'd have to have a name being pretty good, like, or Struggle or Finality.
Yeah, you'd
Tom
have to have
Cruise in Running Straight.
Yeah, you'd have to have a real strong, like, grab for that title. But I think, like, you'll get some people. Thank you. Lower. You'll get some people to go see it. I don't think you'll get nearly the crowd for something like that if you don't show Tom Cruise doing something. Right? Like, Top Gun Maverick. The only real thing I remember from Top Gun Maverick is, like, him in a jet doing the Tom Cruise oh shit face. That's all I can remember from the Top Gun Maverick trailer. And that made me want to go see that.
Okay. What if... Yeah, we're recording. What if... we lost an episode. What if this is Tom Cruise's last movie? It's Cruise's last movie. Still the same image, still the same imagery, okay? Pulling in Cruise's last movie. The craziest stunt he's ever done in all of movies. He does the... the craziest stunt he's ever done in all
of movies. You're setting yourself up for a lawsuit is what you're doing.
How?
Because the next time, as soon as Tom Cruise goes, nah, I got one more in me.
No, literally, yeah. Like, he's, like, it's Scientology is forcing him to quit.
I'm still saying that he has any sort of cameo. If he farts near a fucking movie and gets credit for it, you're got a lawsuit on your hands.
If you yeah, that only like that. Works as if it is his last movie and he has died.
He's going to commit suicide, right?
No. Let's...
I think if you're releasing the movie post-mortem, maybe you could get that sold. But until that happens, I don't think...
There's no actor you could literally just sell...
I think it's independent for each person. Like, Tom Cruise, I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan. Like, he's okay, but I don't, like, strive to see his movies, right? I don't see a movie and go, oh, Tom Cruise is in that one, I'm going to watch that.
Well, obviously I'm not saying everything, but sell it enough to where the studio gets their money back, obviously.
I don't think you would be able to do that. You have to have some type of plot shown. Like, you have to give away... something.
Okay, okay.
Break even, I think, is possible. Make money, I don't think is.
Now, I know...
make a significant amount of money.
I know he's dead, but could we use Rowan Atkinson? he walked out. Anyway.
I mean, I don't like I said, I don't like spoilers in my trailers.
R.I.P. Rowan Atkinson.
But I agree, yes. Like you said in Independence Day, something has to be...
Okay, let me throw this out. Same scenario, different actor. We can't do it now because he actually is dead. Mm-hmm. Sean Connery. It's his first movie in however many years. Obviously before he actually died. It was same imagery. Like he's back. See Sean's come
back.
There
can only be one.
Well, that wasn't him.
He was in the first one.
Was he?
So you do the prequel to the prequel of what this guy was.
I was thinking
before
of
he
Christopher
got
Lambert.
I would pay to see that movie.
But
you'd probably pay to see a lot of movies.
I know.
Unless you pirate the films.
Sean Connery's character.
I don't podcast with pirates. He was the Highlander.
No, that was a Highlander.
Yeah, a Highlander. It probably stands for Alfred or something. Anyway. Could you sell it?
No, I don't think.
Not even on Sean Connery?
I don't think on anybody. I think, yes, you would get certain people that would be like, I'll go see it. And then you get certain people, you'd get a wide group that would be like, I don't know who the hell that is.
Well, haven't they tried this? Isn't that pretty much what the unbearable weight of talent was for Nick Cage?
No, that was Nick Cage playing Nick Cage.
Right, yeah, but wasn't that the whole like advertising campaign was Nick Cage is such a fantastic actor, come see him in this movie?
I think it was at that top that like people know Nick Cage is difficult to work with and that he's such a prima donna. They were focusing on Nick Cage
Prima donna. No, he's not a prima donna, he's just weird.
Weird actor that
like, people like working with him, he's just weird.
Who isn't?
Yeah, but I think that was the whole premise. Like, that was the whole advertising campaign for that movie.
But it still showed clips of the movie, though. I'm talking, like, the bare minimum. No. What's the bare minimum you could show?
I think you could get away with Independence Day doing that and showing who was Will Smith, I guess, and then sitting him sitting in the Oval Office or whatever, and then you show the clip of the White House exploding. I think you could get away with something like that. Or was it Michael Douglas? Was it Michael Douglas?
No,
Michael Douglas.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman, yeah. Thank you.
Sure, it wasn't Paxton?
No, he's dead.
Okay. So you could have, like, Will
Smith. Game over, man! He actually is dead.
Yeah, and Bill Pullman in the office together. And, you know, maybe he's got his feet up and Will Smith's in his flight jacket or whatever. And then you see, like, the camera pans out, shows the White House, and then laser comes down. You don't have to show the ship, just laser comes down. I think you could do that for Independence Day.
See,
and
I
you'd
think
hype that up.
I think it all depends. So, like, yes, I would definitely go see that. But, like,
right.
Oppenheimer, if you showed me, like, so, like, in their trailers, they use that radiation detector, that clicking sound.
Mm-hmm.
You could show me, like, they've, on the poster, I think it's, like, the makeup of the atom bomb. If you showed me that, and just had that raid, that detection clicking, and then had, is it Killian or Cillian?
Killian Murphy.
If you had him just standing there in the hat with a cigar hanging out of his mouth, and it just said Oppenheimer, I would go see it.
That's fair.
It all depends on the audience. I mean, I like stuff with the atomic bomb. I like the actor. That's my type of setup. You might have someone that's like, I don't know who the fuck Oppenheimer is.
Okay.
Like, I know he is, but I wouldn't see it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's niche. What's a property that's basically just printing money?
Marvel.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Anything right. Marvel or Disney just shits money left and right.
Okay. What's the newest Marvel coming out that hasn't been advertised yet?
That's
the thing. They advertise years in advance nowadays, and I think that's the other big problem.
Fantastic Four, I think, is the one that I can think off the top of my head that doesn't have a trailer yet, and it's coming out reasonably in the near future.
I think, yes.
Okay.
But they've got the casts set aside for it,
okay,
mostly.
Fantastic Four. What's the bare minimum you can show? Can you show no action?
I think you can because
it's established.
It's established property,
and we all like comic books.
What if could you sell it this way? Could you just sell? What if you just sell like, who is it? It's Margot Robbie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just the four. All you see is it's all black, four, and then all of a sudden the outline starts coming in, like she starts becoming visible,
mm-hmm.
and then. Not completely. She's still just, you start to see her come visible, black, Fantastic Four coming, blah, blah, blah. And that's the only trailer.
Yes.
And then maybe one of them is, just black screen, and you hear flame on, and the four catches on fire, and then you kind of start seeing the outline of Johnny, or is it Johnny?
Johnny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then cut black.
Yeah. But I also like comic books.
Well, the other thing, too, is I don't think you can with that because it being another restart of Fantastic Four, I'm thinking execs and whatever are going to try and show, okay, oh, this isn't anything like these other Fantastic Fours that sucked.
I think that's fair. I think that one, you have to establish yourself different from the other Fantastic Fours, because they've tried them and we're rebooting or relaunching them. And I also think those kind of trailers for an established IP work for the audience that is going to go see them regardless of the quality of the trailer, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to excite the people who are Fantastic Four fans, who are comic book fans, who are Marvel fans. What that doesn't excite is the suburban mom who has three or four kids who might go see the movie if the kids get excited.
Unless she's got hidden lesbian undertones and she sees Margot Robbie and she's like,
hey. Let's be honest, is there any person on the planet that is not attracted to Margot Robbie?
I genuinely don't like her, and I think it has to do with the fact... I think it...
Because she played Harley Quinn.
Oh, my God.
If Margot Robbie showed up naked as Harley Quinn, there's no way you're turning
around. I seriously cannot stand... That is how much I hate Harley Quinn. I cannot stand her.
And why?
Maybe if I see a movie with her in it besides Harley Quinn, because I've never seen anything with her.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Watch Wolf of Wall Street.
I've seen her boobs. I looked up on the internet.
So you're actually an actress.
But what I was saying is, if I see, because like when I see her in interviews, it's just Harley Quinn. If I see something else, maybe. But right now, I cannot fucking stand her.
I can't believe you've never seen another Margot Robbie movie.
Name another one.
Barbie.
I'm also having a hard time imagining that I can't
remember. No, she's come out in Barbie.
That's true, Barbie.
Have not
come
seen
on, Barbie. No one's seen it. It's not released yet.
Okay. Oh, I redlined. Okay.
It's going to be her and Ken.
What about, we were talking about stuff that are in trailers but aren't in movies. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, as long as they're not selling the movie on a, like, the thing about
the yesterday,
that's a little bit bullshit because that's just a deleted scene.
Yeah. But like, where,
as long as you're not selling the movie on something.
And then completely cutting it.
Yeah. I kind of like the way Marvel does it because fanboys ruin everything, and the fact that they play fast and loose with the trailer.
Or like they edit stuff.
It's kind of a middle finger to the fanboys. Like, quit fucking ruining it.
Like Ragnarok, like they had Thor's eye.
Yeah, I'm completely okay with it. I think that's awesome.
That doesn't bother me because some scenes you want to put in, like the 60th anniversary episode of Doctor Who, I guess he's the 15th Doctor. There's a scene where he's saying, like, what the heck's going on? But, like, everything behind him is, like, this weird kind of wavy blue stuff. And the director and showrunner have come out, and they're like, there's something there, but if we put that scene in the trailer, it's going to completely give everything away. Like, no one's going to...
Yeah. Get excited.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you're not saying... You know, the whole setup of this movie is this scene, and then we're going to get rid of it, or we're going to drastically alter it to where it changes the story. That's perfectly fine. I mean, you know, movies, you know, can change and everything like that. You know, hell, you make an entire movie, and then you're like, you know what, this scene works better not here and here. I mean,
right.
It's not like... When someone sets out to make a movie, they're like, "This it's going to be ABC. It's going to be perfectly normal. We're not going to change a single thing. Everything looks different. I mean, and you can have it written one way, and an actor reads it a different way, and everything changes. So
you're okay with...
Well,
yeah. I mean...
I can agree with that. Like, the thing, probably the absolute worst for me, is if they, like... Like, if there's absolutely... Show a character in this movie, and they are not there.
Yeah.
I would be pissed about that.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. So, like, the little erasing, or little changing that they've done in the Marvel trailers, none of that bothers me. I would be bothered if they had shown me, say, No Way Home, and they show Tobey Maguire, or they show Tom Holland sitting talking to Eddie Brock. And then they cut Eddie Brock out, or they cut that scene out.
Right.
That would upset me.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless it was cut out of the movie for a reason, but they reinstall it on the DVD or whatever. The
Blu-ray. Even then, I would be upset. If you show me a scene that looks important enough to make the trailer that includes a character, and you cut that character completely out of the movie, Yeah, I'm going to get upset about that.
Well, here comes the problem. This goes back to the Justice League thing, or the Suicide Squad. So David Ayer, the original Justice League, not the James Gunn, Justice League, filmed his movie.
Suicide Squad.
Is it the Suicide Squad?
You said Justice League.
Yeah, sorry, Suicide Squad. Right, sorry. he filmed his movie. He cut the trailer, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Bohemian Rhapsody one. It wasn't the musical one. It was the original trailer where the logo was gunmetal, okay? It didn't get the pop that the studio wanted, so they gave it to a trailer house that specifically does trailers. And they, you know, they turned the logo into that neon Harley Quinn-looking logo. They coordinated it to Bohemian Rhapsody. And the fucking, you guys remember that trailer, right?
That one I remember.
That one was.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone remembers that one. Even I'm like, that's, and I'm a David Ayer fan. I love David Ayer, but even, I didn't know this at the time, but now that I know it, I'm like, that made me want to watch that movie, was that trailer. So, the studio was like, well, shit, they obviously know what they're doing. They gave the whole fucking movie to that trailer house and recut the movie. So going to what you're saying is the Eddie Brock Spider-Man thing may not be the director's fault. It may be the studio's, like, clearly we don't trust our
Why
director.
Why would you give completely complete creative control like that just because they made the trailer a little bit better, though? That doesn't make sense to me.
That's the argument a lot of people have. It's what David Ayer said. It's what a lot of directors get locked out of the editing room all the time. That's where Alan Smithy comes from.
Yeah, see, I think that is not the fault of the trailer, it's the fault of the company. So, like, if the overarching production company decides to do that, then they are completely liable for what happens there.
Well, I was trying to argue the Eddie Brock thing, whereas the director put Eddie Brock in the original trailer.
Right, I'm not saying it was the director's fault.
Yeah, he was right, just saying he'd be mad at
you. Oh, right, okay.
Right. So I think, like, if something like that were to happen, like, one, you need to, as a company, you really need to look at what you're attempting to do here, right? And I think this kind of comes back to why you see a successful Marvel movie versus so many failed DC movies, right? Is because shit like that's happening. You have the director locked out of the editing room. You have this other company who is just editing together a popcorn movie and not worried about all of the nuances that are being left on the editing room floor.
Right, right.
And frankly, I am of the opinion that
don't call me Frank.
Okay, my bad. If the director shot it, I want to see it. Like, if the director shot it and it was included in the script, unless he's got a real damn good reason not to include it, I want to see the whole film unedited. Because I feel like you're missing content there. I feel like there's missing, like, emphasis on some movies that, frankly, probably need them.
Right.
And I've got a point. I'm going to come back to that. But I think if you
is
have
it Cody's point.
No offense.
One point.
If you have like an editing house, take care of it and completely directing the control, and then you're like, oh, this movie sucks. Blame the writing. Blame the director. You're at fault here, because the artistic vision's been really modified. So my rant about editing. Scorpion King. When Scorpion King came out late 90s, early 2000s, the movie was cut in such a way that nearly every reference to the Scorpion King prophecy is cut.
Wait, are you talking about Mummy Returns Scorpion King or the Rock led, the actual Rock is in
the
it?
The Scorpion King movie.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay. So I remember watching it on DVD and being like, oh, the fine movie. It wasn't great, but it was fine, whatever. When you went back and rewatched it with the deleted scenes, they cut every reference of the Scorpion King prophecy, of the stars of Scorpio, and all of these things that really mattered a lot to the plot. They cut them all out. And if you rewatch it with those kind of things in, it's still kind of a meh movie. But the plot makes a hell of a lot more sense.
I bet I could take a guess on why they did that.
Okay.
Because The Rock is so charismatic, and people were starting to dig The Rock, that even though... Because it takes place, what, X amount of years before he's supposed to gotten the curse, right?
Yeah, it was his first real movie.
No, I mean like the character. It was X amount of years before he was supposed to get the curse, like eat the scorpion, and then
right, like.
Honestly, it was supposed to be the guy from the Mummy franchise, but honestly, there's like literally no connection.
Exactly, because I think The Rock was just so charismatic, and people didn't either buy him as the bad guy that he was supposed to become in Mummy 2, or people were just like, well, we don't really want to see him as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. I truly don't know.
And that's certainly possible. Yeah. I don't think there was anything that made him more villainous in that kind of plot line. But,
well, because in The Mummy 2, he was a bad guy.
Right. I'm just saying in the stuff they caught from...
Anything
that really made him more villainous, it just kind of made the magic make more sense.
Right,
it made
okay.
it feel like you knew it was kind of coming. Right.
Oh.
What? Okay. So we talked about that. What about...
Should they bring back the voice acting? The in a world?
I mean, I kind of
talked about that. Like, it was just instead of having someone come in and be like, this summer, you know, you have JFK, narrating over.
But I meant the actual narrator.
But that guy, the guy, the legendary dude's dead.
I know,
but you
I'm
can't
like,
really hold it precious. It's not like he invented it. So
no, I'm just saying. Like, do you think like you could make a trailer today where it's like
it would almost you would have to do it as like a throwback, like you were doing a James Gunn type sci-fi movie that's a throwback to like RoboCop or something, or it has to be like a dick and fart comedy type movie.
I think you found the right movie. You could do it. I think I agree with Adam for most of that. I don't know if I agree with the dick and fart part, but if it's a retro kind of style, because didn't Grindhouse have a trailer that was like that?
All of the trailers were kind of similar to that.
Yeah, like the Grindhouse trailer that Tarantino did. They had a trailer where they had that narration and this summer watch Death Proof or whatever the planet slaughter zombie whatever
planet terror.
Thank you. They had that narrator doing that, and I remember thinking, knowing exactly what kind of movie I was walking into. I think if you did something like a retro action movie like that, if you did a super low budget horror movie, you could do like something like Evil Dead esque.
So you couldn't take the Transformers Beast Wars movie and do the narration.
It'd probably be seen as a joke. Unless you did like a fan.
Years 1993.
Yeah,
and the Autobots have hidden in the. For a while now.
Like, I'm not saying like you do like the in a world, but if you did like the, like Cody was saying, you know, the year is, whatever.
I'm kind of with Daniel, man. I think it's got a retro feel, like a synthesizer synth, you know, like at least for me, they came out like 70s stoner type music. But you hear that synth now, I instantly think 80s horror film, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is. I hear it. It could be almost like a church gospel chord progression. But if it's a synthesizer, it's like John Carpenter 80s horror movie. But that just goes back to being subjective. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think like if you watch let's do Beast Rising or Rising.
Rise of the Beast.
Thank you. Let's look at that trailer, and you have that trailer where you've got a dude steals Mirage, dude goes to garage, meets Optimus Prime, and then Optimus Prime is face to face with Optimus Primal, right? And if you just take that little snip of the trailer, and you've got like it's the summer of '93, and this is Carlos Ferreira or whatever his name is, and he steals a car, but unbeknownst to him is Mirage, the Autobot. And then you see him drive whatever, a little bit of stop narration, and then you get like a pause of Optimus Prime, and like, this is Prime, the Autobot leader. And then he comes face to face with an unknown ally or enemy, and then you see Optimus Prime. Like, I don't think it works. I don't think you grab it. Like, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't resonate.
I think you probably I know this not exactly works, but I think it could work if you did something like you see the action, you know, and just like the last 15 seconds of the trailer, you hear one will rise, one will fall, whatever. Whatever the dialogue. Yeah, so similar dialogue.
You could do little things like that. I think that would fly fine. Yeah, but I think the era of the fully narrated trailer is gone.
Unless that was the groove that you're trying to hit. Okay, what about... I can't say that I can remember anything. Well, what about a film whose trailer is just like they purposely go out and shoot something for a trailer, like it has no clips for the movie. I'm sure it's been done before.
I remember us talking about that, about a movie. I can't remember what movie it was. It was relatively recent,
you know. Just it goes out like it's literally just it's specifically shot for a trailer, and it has zero, I mean, it has to do with the movie, but there's none of the content is going to be in the movie.
Boy, that's tricky. I think you got to be real careful with that. And I think with that, like, that's going to build hype for the wrong movie if you do that.
Wasn't it Deadpool trailer for Deadpool 2, wasn't he, like, getting in the phone booth and getting changed? And he was
I think that was more of a teaser trailer.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, that's the one. He gets stuck in the phone booth and the person gets...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also did something similar for the Christmas. Like, they did a PG-13 cut of Deadpool.
Oh, where he's talking to Fred Savage?
Yeah.
Or one of the Savages or whatever?
I don't know if you class... I guess technically that's a trailer for the movie with scenes that are not in it.
You would have to be very clear about what you were doing. Like I don't think any of us expected any of those scenes to be in Deadpool. So you have to be very cut and dry and very... clear that these are not in the movie. This is different stuff, you know. Like so I guess you could call it the trailer for Deadpool 3, where you've got Ryan Reynolds sitting on a couch talking about Deadpool 3, and then you have like the voiceover, like the where they block out the sound, and then the other one where like Hugh's like distracted on his phone.
He's like,
you want to
make a Deadpool 3, and he's walking up the stairs and like, sure.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Like those kind of things, like, you can tell that those are not, like, those are kind of fall into that realm of teasers or trailers, but they're clearly not going to be in the movie, you know?
Well, what if, the new Indiana Jones movie, what if it was something like you see Indy sitting around at a table taking a shot or whatever, not in the movie, just taking a shot, and some character sits down next to him, and there's like, you ready for another adventure? And he like takes one more shot. And he's like, fuck it, why not? And he puts his hat on. And they walk. They
see, to me, that wouldn't bother me. I mean, I'm assuming, is that the entire trailer? That wouldn't.
Well, that is such an established property, though. Like, that is. You have nostalgia out the ass for
it. But see,
it. Like,
that's the only thing you can really...
That's where nostalgia is trying to come from. Where else would you get nostalgia from?
But that's the only way you could do something like that. Like, you couldn't take...
You can't do an unknown.
You can't take a franchise that's just starting and that no one's heard of and put them in a room and just have, like, random characters talk because you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, if that wasn't Indiana Jones. Let's say that's the next Librarian movie. That trailer falls flat.
Is that Noah Wiley?
Hard. You know.
Nah, you got some hardcore nerds that like it.
I like it.
That's fair. But you are in a minority.
Yeah.
You know, because frankly, I didn't expect anyone here to know the Librarian even existed.
Isn't that a movie from the Sci-Fi Channel?
TNT.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know, like, that kind of trailer could work. Like, again, you gotta be careful with it, though. Because if you make it seem like that's going to be in the film, people are going to get hyped for that. So, like,
okay, I bet.
Like, so for example, for your Indiana Jones trailer, the actor who played Is it Short Round?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think he's in the movie, right? No,
I don't think so.
So if you had that actor come in and sit and be like, you ready for an adventure? Or if you had Shia LaBeouf and sit down.
You did it wrong. You ready for an adventure, Mr. Jones?
Yes, like that.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones. Or if you have Shia LaBeouf come in.
And, no, that would be just bad, period.
Yeah. Right, and do that.
Yes, that would...
That's false advertising.
That would 100%. That would be bad.
Is right. Mutt not in this? You think he's mentioned?
I doubt it.
They have to acknowledge the plot of Crystal Skull in some capacity. They have to.
Oh, bringing Nazis back. Apparently commies didn't do too well for them last time. But I don't know. Yeah. Do you like having like teaser here? So say the movie comes out January 1st, 2024.
Okay.
January 1st, 2023. Say February 1st, you get the teaser.
No, 6 months. 6 months is about the max to me. Teaser comes out 6 months before, maybe. Month, 2 months before the movie comes out.
So you,
the actual trailer.
You don't... So, I'm saying, like, you don't want, like, a long span of, like, having to wait, like, that anticipation?
No. I want 6 months.
Well, because I think it's the exact opposite for me. Like, I get hype for it, and then, oh, wait, it's half a year later? By the time it comes around, okay, I've seen 3 trailers, like, oh, yeah, that's coming out this week, right? It's not like, hey, it's coming out this week.
I think it depends, right? So it depends on the movie again.
All right.
Because I go back to Deadpool 1. Deadpool 1 had that leaked stock footage animation thing that Ryan Reynolds leaked online. And that came out, what, 3 years before Deadpool? Yeah, 4 years before Deadpool came out. And I watched that little snippet of him jumping off the bridge and wrecking the people in the fucking SUV over and over again. I watched it so many times. I told everyone who came into the comic book store about it and made them watch it. And then I was there opening night for Deadpool. I was so fucking hyped and excited. And that is the teaser, the trailer that I remember from the Deadpool lead-up. I don't remember anything after that. I don't remember any of the other Deadpool trailers. I don't remember anything like that. That one I was so hyped for.
But at the same time, that technically wasn't a trailer because it was not supposed to be out there.
Right. But it ended up being Deadpool's first real trailer.
But was it actually not supposed to be out there, or was it one of these, oops?
Where, it like, was exactly what it was.
It certainly could be this all elaborate ruse, which, good on Mr. Reynolds for doing that. But I believe that he stole the footage and leaked it to get the film made. I do believe that, but I'm not saying it's impossible to be at all planned from the studio.
So I asked about the time frame, because so the Tears of the Kingdom game has come out. I think it came out like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's been 6 years between the last two Zelda games. They released a trailer in like 2019. It was like a minute long. There was like almost no context. It started like 100 questions, 0 answers. And then there was nothing for like another 2 years. And then there was another trailer. And it was like 3 new things, 100 new questions, 0 answers. And then nothing. Like no one mentioned it. And then like another 2 years pass, and it's like, oh, hey, here's your release date. And to me, it was like okay, when's this coming out? When am I going to hear it? Like, it was always somewhere in the back of my mind thinking about that, because it was the anticipation of the trailer and what I was going to learn next. And it gave away certain details, but it didn't give away, like, every single part of the game.
So, the question there is, were you excited for it because it was the next Zelda game, or were you excited for it because of the trailer?
Yes.
Okay. So, so if it was a new IP, you would be just as excited for that?
If it was... So, if you changed everything around to where it was not a Zelda, Legend of Zelda game.
Right, instead of being Link's Adventure, it's Chain.
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Just from how it was set up and everything.
I wouldn't go play a game with Link the Princess. Shut up. Zelda the Warrior, I'd do.
Well, that's enough for this episode, everybody.
So I think games kind of runs into a sticky thing there, right? Because games run into the same problems that movies do. Fable, for example, is famously known for false advertising in its game. The first Fable came out, they were talking about how, like, you could walk by this tree and you can hit it with a stick and it'll drop an acorn, and then when you come back in so many hours, a new tree will have grown where the acorn was at. And it was one of its many promises that it never fulfilled on.
You're breathing into the mic.
You have to be careful with that, because games get cut when you start realizing the logistics nature of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Duke Nukem Forever had so many fucking things that they kept pushing it back and pushing it back, pushing it back, until it finally came out, and then it had none of the things that they pushed it back for.
It was last generation game.
Well, because they did that, and then they scrapped it and then rebuilt it for the next gen. And even then, it still felt antiquated. Like, one of the things the director really wanted to have happen, that they were working on making happen, is that you could walk up to a computer, type in an email, and then it would send a real email. And that was one of the things the director was like, we have to be able to have this in the game. And it delayed it, like, several years. So, I mean, trailers for games have just as much of an issue there with development if you come out with a bad trailer. You know, a bad trailer for a bad game.
You know what trailer for a game I'm looking forward to? That cool space bounty hunter Metroid.
Okay.
She's a cool bounty hunter.
Yeah, I admit that. Yep. What's the joke there?
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for the punchline, too.
That's not her name. Her name's Samus.
Samus.
Oh, okay.
Samus Aran.
Metroid is
You said that cool game Metroid.
No, that cool bounty hunter. Yeah, I did.
You didn't say. You said that cool bounty hunter. The cool game with the
space bounty hunter.
You did not.
I did too.
Replay it.
The fuck, man?
You butchered that.
No.
Okay, don't.
You're making a lot of assumption what Cody does and does not wear with that hand motion.
You all do not listen.
Okay, yeah. What? Don't lift up my clothes.
What?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're getting long in the tooth. All
right.
Here, any other things on trailers, Cody? Metroid? Nay, Zero Suit Metroid?
I like them in sporadic instances. I don't want 15 for the same movie.
Okay.
I want 14 and a half. No, I mean, like I said, I don't want the whole movie given away. Like, I would rather you hint at something and then me have to wait and be excited to see it, then give the entire plot away. And I don't want 8 different trailers. I want a teaser and then one trailer, that's it.
Okay.
I agree with that. Make one good trailer and do not spoil the twist. Do not spoil the reveal. Understand what you have and then, like, build around that. But do not show me something that I should be surprised about in the theater. And I only want one.
You
trailer.
Just said you can't see this. What if they show you, like, what if they're like, okay, we'll show you something you'll be excited about. Here's a twist. Wouldn't you be excited about that?
Not really. I've never seen a plot twist in a trailer and been like, oh, I have to go see that.
No, you said have them show me something that would make you excited.
Yeah.
Well, the twist would make you excited.
I have never seen a twist in a trailer that would get me excited. So they need to find a different thing to show. Is there a joke here that I'm missing?
I would like a completely...
No one gives a fuck.
All right, wrap it up, Daniel. I would think it'd be interesting, just like the unique trailer, just shit that isn't in the movie.
Absolutely. I think that you can do that if you do it right, and if you do it for the right IP. I think that works for some and doesn't work for others.
And it has exclusively, like, hey, you know this isn't going to be in the movie, right?
Well, like, your Indiana Jones thing. So the one of the characters that was in Raiders, Sala, is in the Dial of Destiny.
Which one's that?
The Egyptian dude that...
The old guy.
goes bad dates. Okay. So,
I've seen Temple of Doom and Last Crusade.
He was in Last Crusade too. He's the one that
is he the one that portrays him?
He's the one that tries to save Brody. He's holding the newspaper. The Nazi's asking all these questions, and he pulls it up and punches the guy in the face.
I thought that was Indy that punches the dude through the newspaper. I gotta watch Last Crusade again.
So, if you had Indy sitting down there and Sala, then yes, that would be perfectly fine. But like Daniel said, if you had Indy sitting there and then a now adult Short Round that was not in the movie, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to
the original. I mean, I'm not making the trailer.
No, I was just agreeing with what you said.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Your Ridge, a Damage Control podcasting production. Make sure you check us out
see
on...
See the shark and kill all Asians.
Don't fucking touch me!
Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
Make sure you check out new episodes whenever Adam decides to post them on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes Music.
Check out our missing episode that we lost.
If you can find the missing episode somewhere in the ether.
Yeah, let us know, because we would like to have half of that back.
Cody
that,
bums will me wear out. A one piece with you.
Yes.
That bums me out.
Make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at Damage Control Podcasting. Adam, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Did I ever tell you about the magician on the Titanic?
And push the button.
Oh, my God.